Detroit has hosted an auto show for over a century now, and in a place known as the Motor City, it's always been a pretty big deal. But as the automotive industry has declined in Detroit, and the car industry has gone truly global, the event now known as the North American International Auto Show has only gotten more important and bigger. Jimmy Elbert has watched that happen. He's the union steward for the Teamsters Local 299. They do most of the heavy lifting around Cobo Center, home of the auto show.
I came here shortly after high school, almost 19 and 52 years old now, so I've been around.
You can do that math yourself. And needless to say, in that time, Elbert says things have changed a lot.
Well, you know, at one time was just pretty much turntables and cars and maybe an ID sign, which took about a week to set up. Now it's 2.5 months set up.
That's right. In the past 20 years, the auto show has gone from taking about 4 days to set up to more than 2 months. And Elbert says it's a whole different world on the floor than what you saw back in the turntable days.
Look at the 3D effect of the way the ceiling comes.
Elbert helps lead the more than 1,200 skilled trades workers who are responsible for building, running, and then dismantling the show's infrastructure. And Elbert says that's a lot of infrastructure.
Crates of flooring, crates of glass, all come through the Teamsters. As a matter of fact, at night, set change, last night I had 70 forklift crews here. Then they switch cars, they take lights down, they change everything for Publix.
This biggest group of workers is also the show's most invisible. But there are other folks out on the show floor who blend into the landscape nearly as much. From the folks making fancy and free cappuccinos, to the people who help sometimes clueless automotive reporters navigate the simulated race car experience.
All right, gas on the right, brake in the middle. You see red on the pavement, that means slow down.
Then there are the folks working the show who are meant to be seen. Yes, I mean the models. But these days, most aren't just models. They're product specialists, and they have to know a lot about the cars they're showing off, especially when the people they're trying to impress are auto journalists and industry insiders. So says Rebecca Shelby, a product specialist for Chevrolet. She started doing this 9 years ago when she auditioned with a talent agency.
You don't have to know all about cars when you first go in there. They just want to know that you have the capacity to learn. And then they give us training at GM, and then they send us out to all the auto shows around the country.
Shelby says it's a pretty cool job. You get to travel and meet people from all over the country and around the world. But you also have to spend a lot of time on your feet.
Yeah, we get breaks, but for the most part, and high heels.
For most of the workers here, the auto show is just one of a string of gigs they'll work at year-round. And for many, it's a second or third job they've added to scrape together a living. But it's a really big one. And while something like total economic impact is hard to measure, auto show organizers say the event brings in something like $370 million to Southeast Michigan every year, some of which ends up in workers' pockets. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.